Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on Lanzarotemix.net, Lanzarotemix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on 107.6 FM. The sun is shining. There's a little bit of wind, but it's not too bad at all. And it's a lovely day, 1st of May.
It is.
Labour Day. Well, they call it Labour Day.
Why is it called Labour Day?
It's American.
It's American.
Oh. For us, for you and me.
It's May Day.
It's May Day. Here, it's the Dia de la Trabajadora. Which means the worker.
So there's nobody working.
There's something like that.
Anyway. Do I sound all right, or do I sound a bit ropey?
You sound a bit loud, that's it.
A bit loud? Let me turn down. I don't know whether that's on here, is it?
Anyway, Program for... Oh, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's program 459 in the current series. Sorry about messing everybody about, and unfortunately, we'll possibly need to take more breaks.
As we get older.
Well, even next week, maybe. But anyway, we'll see.
Hurry up, because another 10 minutes and I'm in my sleep.
Yeah, it's just the three old men, Tres Caballeros. It's Robbie North doing the production, and...
Stu Ogbin.
And...
Mick Easton.
Mick Easton.
Doing the news. I had to do it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
What?
The news, me and Robin.
Did you?
Yeah, because you didn't bloody turn up.
I'll tell you what, it were like being in Trump's bloody Oval Office. It was all fake. We were making it up as we went along.
Of course you were. What do you think I do?
Well, yeah, you're true.
There you go.
There you are.
Sunday, Tuesday?
You what, bud?
That's all right. Sunday is the 3rd, isn't it?
It is.
Day it after is. The Saturday, really.
Yeah. Where, and of course it'll be bank holiday Monday in the UK for our UK listeners.
So are the shops closed today?
Yes, well, banks and things are supposed to be.
Okay.
But I don't know about the UK.
No. They never closed, do they?
Right.
Oh, you were going to give us some news, were you?
Yeah.
Michael? Oh, yeah, it's coming.
You must have a big backlog.
Oh, he's got his glasses.
Well, there's no answer to that.
I had to
research this. I had to go through this twice because I wasn't sure I believed it. But our wonderful sports centre that has never opened.
There's some important sports centre,
etc., etc. It's gone out to tender
again.
Yes, to finish it, but the cost to finish it
is more than the cost that they've already spent. I guess
11 million.
You're joking.
That's what I thought, but I've researched it twice, and it's come up 11 million to finish the whole job.
Well,
don't forget there's roads involved as well now.
Yeah, the car parks.
Yeah.
They should have been right from the very beginning.
Absolutely.
And one of the things is that it's was supposed to be one of the flagship successors by our current mayor. So anybody that voted him in again... needs to appreciate that he just spends money, he's profligate.
And probably unnecessarily, and on the wrong things as well.
That's why I use the word profligate, of course. But there you go.
And talking of wrong things, all the new signs for the cruise ships that haven't arrived, all the new signs he's put up in the port now, in English and Spanish.
Oh, but they're supposed to be coming, aren't they? Supposed to be coming.
Well, yeah. Well, let's wait and see. They'll probably go to Arrecife. Anyway, all the signs are up, so it'll help you to drive around now. It doesn't help you getting into the car park. Have you done that?
Of where?
The port.
It's quite difficult.
Yeah.
The only place that I really go there is to the, or have been there, is to the car hire place. And to get into there is really difficult.
It's very tight. And big curbs.
And to get out again,
is it difficult
worse.
To get into the car park?
The roads are very narrow with high curbs. You'll struggle unless you've done it.
Well, it just drives over the curbs, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
Flower beds, anything, me, you know.
Just go across country, can't you?
I went between camel's legs the other day.
Never mind. Yeah, so there you go. Music's finished and...
We're on the news.
Michael needs to find some even more news.
Okay, well, talking about the arrival of cruise ships and tourists, etc., etc.
So is that going ahead now then? Because I've seen all the stuff in the news which says that they're going to, but then they've been going to for so long and they still haven't got the licence that they need, have they?
No.
If it's ever licensed.
This boutique cruise ship, the name of which I forget, very expensive to go on, has been due to arrive since last October, as it happens, and it's still not, but it's supposed to arrive, but it cannot get into the port.
I thought it was 3 Octobers again, before.
Well, probably, yeah, but it's due again now.
And why is it... How is it going to get into the port?
It can't. For two reasons. Obviously, the port itself inside is too shallow. There's not enough room. And if it tried to moor on the outside, it wouldn't be possible because of the wall construction for the passengers to get off. So it will have to anchor off.
And then they'll have to be...
ferried.
Ferried in.
And hope it's a calm day.
Wow.
Scooters.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more. Well, there's...
As they used to say in Greece.
There's lots of new restrictions. The existing ones, there are existing ones, obviously, but there's lots of new ones come in that attract quite high fines, but I've not heard of the police prosecuting anybody so far for...
Well, they seem to be doing a lot of checking on them about a month, 6 weeks ago. Then it just went all quiet again.
Well, we obviously know a helmet is mandatory on them, but you see tons of people ride without. Right, they can no longer ride on roads with a speed limit that exceeds 30 kilometres an hour.
So where do they ride...
Well, round town, it's 20, isn't it? So they can ride around town. But I suppose, for instance...
In town.
Sorry?
I thought it was 30 in town.
It's 20 on the main stretch from the roundabout that had the boat on it, that's never come back.
No.
Going up towards where you can't go any further now, because the road works for the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah, but before the boat was on it, there was an anchor on it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why...
I've stood on there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
A wank.
So they can only ride on roads with a speed limit of 30 kilometres an hour...
Or less.
Well,
they'll be all right on the brand new road. It's not brand new road anymore, of course. But the brand new road between the Barcelo and the ship bit. Because that's 30.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous speed limit.
The speed of the scooters now has got to be limited to 25k. All right. This is quite... riding on pavements, pedestrian areas and bike lanes is prohibited as well.
Okay. What do they do? Are they going to ride on the bloody curb?
On the road?
No, on the curb, directly on the curb. Is that between the road and the cycle path?
Yeah. And it's got that you've got to have a valid registration certificate for the bike, for the scooter. A bit like a logbook in England, I suppose.
Oh, right.
Anyway, the fine for not having that is 500 euros. But they think with the arrival of the cruise ships in Playa Blanca, great, yes, of course, there'll be more and more people wanting to use, and that's why they brought all the new rules in. There you are.
But where are they going to pick them up from?
God knows.
I mean, we're talking about getting the blue scooters back again, are we?
No, not the paid, not the rental ones.
No.
No.
Oh, right.
Although...
So why would
if tourists are going to use them, they'd have to have...
Yeah, exactly. Why would the cruise liners, cruise passengers...
Don't know.
You have them to be
able
to use them.
They do lots of... push bike tours, don't they, from cruise ships that have done for some time now. Big and they big organised bike rides.
If you say so,
I mean, yeah, and they go quite a long way. Seen them up at as far as Tegese.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I suppose most cruise passengers are mad then, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, having said that, can you hear us, Wayne?
Well, he's on board ship.
Exactly.
I've sent him a message and telling him that we're on the radio so he can get...
Wayne, is it? He's just...
Is it the Azores?
Yeah, he's just so where the Azores.
Yes,
he's just arriving now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Had an emergency last night. A helicopter came and took somebody off the ship.
Oh,
either that or 25 Marines jumped on and. He just takes photographs as a way, and they wouldn't know the difference. Bit, are they?
I'd just like to say hi to Chris and Anne if they're listening.
Yeah, and
Tina and Alan.
Alan, yeah.
And, Colin. I'm sure Colin's listening. And maybe Jerry as well. Colin, Nuri's dad.
Oh, Colin, yeah. Senior. Colin Senior, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And we're on the air, and we're only here for an hour, and this is Gabby Moreno and Kizas.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes. Quizás, 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 y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, 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 estás perdiendo el tiempo. Y pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, quizás. Y pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, 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 estás perdiendo el tiempo. Y pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, 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 quizás. Keep.
As I said, that's Gabby Moreno with Perhaps. As you may have listened, it's Kithas, Kisas, Kisas.
Kebab, kebab, kebab. Always thinking of food.
Anyway, we've been talking about removing architraves. It's, you know, sort of things that we talk about when we're supposed to be concentrating on radio. But there you go.
So Michael, go on then. You were going to say...
Tourism here at the moment.
Yeah, too many of the bastards.
No, it's way down. It's way, way down. It's down to about 70%. And they're blaming it initially on the US-Iran war. For tourism not coming here. I think, and they're actually saying, but the British market is virtually at a standstill now. I think it's for two things. I don't think it's to do with the war.
No, I think it's to do with the airport.
And the airport and the weather.
Yeah, the, what is it? Whatever it is.
Yes.
The check-in.
Yes.
Well, the PP... Sorry.
So go on, I'm listening.
The PP party...
Yeah.
I don't know what that stands for, but it's a political...
Partido...
That's it. It is. It is. Something like that. Have said that they're going to approach the Canadian government to lapsing the EES system.
Well, yeah, of course, they can do that, and the Canadian Party government can ignore them completely.
Of course they can.
As they will do.
As they will.
But because this is to do with...
But Greece,
EU not.
Yeah, but what they can invoke it, believe it or not, they can invoke it if it is causing a problem.
No, I understand that, Stu, and I would entirely agree. The trouble is that for the majority of people, it doesn't cause a problem. It does cause a problem with some people. I appreciate that, and I'm very...
The problem is not...
I'd apologise profusely to them, but it's not a problem all the time.
No, exactly, because the thing being is, and we all know, that on a Thursday and a Sunday is the big English imports.
Absolutely.
At the airport.
And you could say, well, it's the fault of the airlines.
Yes, all coming in. Yes.
Because, or the timing that the airlines use.
Yes.
Or whatever you want to say. There's always going to be somebody at fault.
Well,
but actually, it's not a problem.
I mean,
I flew into the UK not last year, the year before, I think. And I flew into... where did I go? Stansted. I flew into Stansted and I queued 2 hours to get out of the airport. 2 hours.
In Stansted?
In Stansted. And... Oh, well, we don't have a problem in Stansted. They've always had a problem in Stansted.
Right, yeah.
It's a perennial thing in most airports that at heavy periods, and the airports organise these long trailing queues so that you go through barriers, not through barriers, you're barriered along like channels all the way through. Big airports to little airports, it doesn't matter. We just happen to be not a very big airport, and yes, things could be improved here, not suggesting they can't, but it's not a major problem. It's a problem.
Yes.
It's a problem for some people.
And the other thing being is that people say, well, why don't they move aircraft about? You know, let's say Tuesday's a quiet day at Lanzarote, so why don't Jet 2 move their flights to These flights are all put in nearly in advance. Because the air traffic controller's got to know where everything's going to be at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So they cannot just move the aircraft.
When they had the volcano problems years ago now.
Alaska. Iceland.
It caused huge problems because
it did.
All the planes were in the wrong places.
At the wrong, It's like a train system. It's like railways. They run at certain times. So the thing being is, when they put these obstacles in, like the EU say, we'll stick this bloody passport thing where you've got to put your pass. This is what starts to congest it up. It's like putting cones in a road, isn't it? to from two lanes to one lane, and that's what happens.
But then, again, we're talking about the EES, but what most people don't understand is that in the UK they introduced an entry system for non-EU residents, which causes the same problems.
Yeah.
So it's nothing. It's not something that's particularly poor in Lanzarote or Spain. It's all worldwide. These things go on.
Yeah.
I know because a year ago I went to Stansted 2 years ago, but last year I flew in last year, and my friend who had needed this entry visa document. And you can only get it online, and it only lasts for about 6 months, I think. Actually, originally, I think it was supposed to be 3 months. Anyway, it was 6 months or something. And it's a fee. And the thing is that if they go again, they've got to pay again.
Mm.
And the other thing about it is they don't even bloody check when you get there, because they know you've got it.
Why do they have all this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's to raise money.
Yeah, of course it is. But the thing being is, what does annoy me more is that all they had to do, all they say is that, oh, before Brexit we were all in the EU. You could walk about and do all you wanted, do anything you wanted. Then they said, oh no, we're coming out. We're now Brexiteers. We're Brexit. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that then put a tag over top of all them people that went into EU countries, and that's the problem. Is it's only by word of somebody saying, well, we're coming out of the EU, nothing really changed. We were still getting thousands of people wanting to go abroad, but it just made it harder, didn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, but obviously the people that wanted to go abroad for holidays and things like that, they must have voted to stay, whereas all the other idiots that voted to leave the EU, they're obviously all castled up inside the UK somewhere, having to pay fantastic prices for all sorts of things that they didn't think they would have to.
Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is. But I was talking to Carl and Ange, who run the Las Prisas restaurant and kitchen.
Oh yeah.
And Carl, I asked him on a week on Wednesday, I says, is it busy? And he said no. So
where is that restaurant?
You know where you go up the side of the bus station, you know where the bus station is?
Yeah.
And for all our non people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's on your left hand side. Yeah,
it's
side
of part of the road that's going to be resurfaced.
Surfaced, yeah.
For the sports centre.
To the car park.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Talk about the roadworks that have shut the road.
What's that about? Well, I was going to ask you.
Resurfacing, redoing pipes and stuff. 8 months. It's going to be shut for 8 months.
Where? By the church?
Yes. Yeah. From the church up to the Princess Yachts, sir.
Yeah, to the new.
Yeah.
To the new.
Eight months.
8 months.
Do you think
who awarded that?
Do you think they're bypassing the smelly place?
No.
Oh.
No.
Who ordered that then, Michael?
Might be.
It begins with N, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Not big ears. Not big ears. Not.
They're close.
Mate, noddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same in Tias, isn't it? The slip road that comes out of Tias. You can go up the slip road, I think, to
Shut.
But coming down, you can't.
No.
It's shut at the roundabout.
That's right. Because so I'm with me going to physio three times a week, I come across that most all the time.
It's worse for me, because going to meet my fellow club members, motorbike club members, on the Sunday for coffee, I have to go miles around to get.
That's terrible.
Ooh. Yeah. It's
absolutely horrendous. Terrible for them.
Must be costing you an arm and a leg in petrol.
Oh, yeah. Do you know?
Say it must be terrible for them.
€5 every Sunday. It's, Talking about volcano, you mentioned a volcano. I did kayak support. You mentioned volcano a short while ago.
The ash. I was talking
about the ash in Iceland.
It just triggered something for me.
In your brain.
I did.
Didn't wake you up at all.
I did kayak support with a few others.
When's the Ironman coming up soon, isn't it?
End of May, beginning of June.
Don't put him off because we'll be on about this now. So this kayak support, where were it at?
It was
nobody contacted
Club La Santa.
Oh, thank God for that. I was thinking.
In the lake that you can touch the bottom.
Bottom.
Bollocks.
There you go. It's quite amazing that the fast.
Sorry, I know I've got to explain that. I know we've probably said it many, many times before, but Michael promised that when I went and Jerry, but we both went to help him, assist him. With kayak, the idea was that we would practice kayak support, but we did
this involved
stand up paddle first. And he said that the lake we were in, which wasn't sea, well, it is seawater, but it is it was separate to the sea, and he said that the bottom was only about 3 or 4 feet deep, so we could stand up to our chest and we'd still be okay if we fell off. Well, we didn't fall off for quite a long time, but then when we did fall off, I seemed to be in about 30 feet of water.
That was the Ariane Trench. That was the Ariane Trench.
Yeah. You start to panic I'm not a great swimmer, but I did both. I did the stand-up paddle and I did the kayak. I don't think Jerry did the kayaking, did he?
No. No.
And then at the end of it, Michael said, well, are you going to help me with kayak support? And I said, fuck off.
Anyway, this time.
Yeah, this time.
The fast athletes were really fast. And the slow ones obviously had never thought about swimming that far in water before, obviously. But the fast, get fast. We did the kayak support for the swimmers, finished, got them all in. And then they're off on their 40k bike rides, yeah? We went to collect our breakfast and sit down with a view to eat it. By the time we got our breakfast, the first four or five athletes were returning from the bike ride.
So it wasn't a full triathlon then?
No, it's half. Oh, right. So it's 1.5, 40 and 10.
10.
Yeah.
The last time we did a show, and I'm just breaking you up on this, talking about the cycling. The last time we did a show, me and Robin, you forgot all about it.
I did.
There was a triathlon on in Playa Blanca.
Yes, there was.
The following Saturday, the next day.
That wasn't it, was it?
Yeah, no.
No, that wasn't what he's on about. They had one here in Playa Blanca.
Yeah.
So they shut my village off.
Oh, that's right. I think it was organised by, what was his name?
Big Ears. Anyway, the thing being is that I managed to get out of the village, even though it was all cordoned off in the village and down at the bottom of the LZ2.
And did they come to the village?
Let me... So I gets down because I was taking some friends back to the airport, and I got to their house, went to the airport, dropped them off, come back, and I had Adolf Hitler on the barriers at the bottom. She would not let me pass to go to the village. And I sat there, this is no word of a lie, for 30 minutes at the roundabout by the bloody hell. What's the salt pits?
Femmes.
Salinas. La Jolla. Salinas at La Jolla.
Oh.
Not one cyclist came on the road. The gateway to Wayne's house and Amanda's house was cordoned off with a metal barrier so they couldn't get the car out. He reckons there was 40 people cycled past his house.
Who said that?
Wayne.
All right.
40 cyclists.
Yeah. But they didn't come down to your bit.
No, but the thing being is, that was while the whole thing was on, and I think they'd passed by the time I was stood there. When I looked up, after being making a couple of phone calls because I phoned the emergency number. And the reason being I phoned the emergency number was I wanted the banos. I wanted to go to the toilet. And I wasn't going to stand at a roundabout like that bloke on that photograph at Cardiac Hill with my pants down round the paper and plastic bin doing my pit there. So the guy says, oh, he says, if you ask the lady now, she might let you through. I said, well, will you ring her, please? He spoke perfect English. I said, will you ring her and tell her? And when I looked up, she was getting in the car and driving off.
Yeah.
And the whole event, and not one cyclist passed me. So she had me down there for 30 bloody minutes for nothing. Anyway, that was just my grief. So what I'm saying is, how much did that cost to shut off the village?
Oh, a lot.
And shut off Massiat village.
Yeah.
Because they shut off Femmes. Because I drove up, I thought I'll go over Femmes and drop down to Massiat.
Yeah.
They'll be cycling up from Playa Blanca. They'll be going through Las Breñas and I'll go with them in the flow of traffic. Then I am meeting them head on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're missing the point, aren't you? Because most of the bloody cyclists would have gone up to Las Femmes because they're up there every day.
They are. But when I got to Femmes, to the, to the restaurant and the Balcon de Femmes, the road is barriered off with massive sand barriers, then plastic ones. You couldn't get down there at all. Cars were driving all the way up to Femmes, not knowing, because there were a little yellow cycling saying Femmes closed due to this thing. They were just driving up. Of course, all the cars that were coming from Femmes, I'm thinking, oh, they're coming from Playa Blanca. No. Get to the roundabout, they're all going round it and coming back down.
Yeah.
What a waste of fuel and everything else.
Yeah.
It really was.
Sorry, who would have been the organiser, did you say?
Noddy. Well, the thing being is, I'd love to know how much all that cost. I really would. Because I don't think they got the benefit of it. And I were hoping that you'd be able to say, well, there wasn't many entrants, you know.
It wasn't a big event.
It wasn't, but you would have thought. I'll tell you what, I've seen less organisation for the Ironman than that one was. Anyway, there you go. So when did we say Ironman was? May?
It's about end of May, I think.
Well, you're not doing the kayak support?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't know the date.
I think it'll be very, very...
In our new kayaks, actually.
Oh, I think it'll be will be a bit of a flop this year, myself.
Well, it might be. I don't know.
With all this, and the price of flights, if they go up...
You know the entry fee is...
I know, it's about six, seven hundred,
yeah.
I cannot believe that. But what I'm saying is, to about this event that happened 3 weeks ago, is they had all T-shirts, backpacks, drinking bottles, all made up to issue out.
Really?
Free of charge. Where are they? What happened to them? Because
And who would have paid for them then?
Me.
No, sorry. Who would have authorised the payments for them then?
Not big ears.
I don't know. No idea.
It's May the 23rd, to answer your question.
There you go.
Oh, right, that late. I thought it was quite early on normally.
Yeah, May 23rd.
Is it music time?
It could be, if I could find something I wanted to play. It will be in a minute, so keep talking.
Well, it's only that I need to go to the Banos. And I just feel like it's going back 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything will do.
Anything will do. Okay.
Oh, dear. Never mind. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was Fun Boy 3, which is actually just a description of the three people that are in here at the moment. Although they did sing it with Bananarama.
They did?
So it was sort of a duet. Mm. How can you have a duet with six people?
Six people.
It doesn't matter. Mm. Poor old Terry, of course, died some time ago, so it'll never happen again. But there you go. And, of course, he was in the Specials as well. You remember that?
Yeah. Specials, yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, there you go. So that was Fun Boy 3. Oh, Michael.
Yeah. Traffic fines.
Yeah.
There's rather a big investigation going on at the moment about someone in Arrecife cancelling fines for people. Okay. The mayor has got to appear in court to answer this on June the 9th. But between 2016 and 2025, 2,250 fines, traffic fines, were cancelled, illegally cancelled. £500,000.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh. But somebody in the council, they think.
Has to be.
So why are they getting the mayor to say?
I think because
interrogated,
he's going to provide transparency to show that it didn't really happen, or if it did, it was legal. But it can't be. It can't be, can it?
Have they done any analysis of the people that should have been fined that weren't?
It doesn't say.
Whatever. Going on that, exactly what you just said, because there was a lot of fines that went in COVID, weren't there? That the
well, they were illegal fines.
They were illegal fines.
Yeah, they were illegal.
If everybody got the money back.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Only if you theoretically they did.
Only if you had the receipt.
Oh.
You couldn't, obviously. You couldn't go and say, well, I'm Fred Bloggs. And you did me on 27th, because they won't look up on the records unless you handed a receipt over for a fine. And that's why I've kept my speeding fine receipt for the camera at the bottom of Timofea.
You've been speeding, Stu?
Oh, that was years ago. Well,
I wouldn't
because apparently,
if you hadn't have admitted it to me, I wouldn't have thought it.
There you go. Apparently, them cameras are illegal, and the.
But they are.
If you keep your money, you keep your receipt, you get your money back eventually when it all comes out.
Yeah.
But if it's out like that and money goes missing, that's probably man gone missing there. So there you go. I just got a message from Wayne, who is cruising in the Azores. There you go.
Isn't he on a cruise ship? Or is he
is he
doing the backstroke?
What was that wooden thing? Contiki, what it called?
No, Contiki.
Turn to visit the mud volcanoes.
Hey.
Get in them.
It's what?
It's famous, that area, for mud volcanoes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't produce ash.
Yeah.
Do you think that... is he getting off the ship?
Who knows?
He didn't, when he went on the cruise, you know, and it landed at Arrecife. He didn't get off the ship then.
Well, why would he?
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just the last bit on that. It seems...
what, volcanoes?
No, the fines. It seems some of the agents informed the mayor that there was a network in the city council dedicated...
to fiddling.
To, yeah, cancelling fines.
Yeah, fiddling.
Allegedly, Stu.
Oh, yeah, allegedly. Yeah, we've got to say that every time.
You have, yeah.
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 Have you got anything about... do you know anything about black bins? Or brown bins, should I say?
I haven't.
Oh, well, apparently...
I thought you were talking about wheelie bins earlier.
Yeah, I am. I'm talking about wheelie bins.
Oh, wheelie bins, sorry.
Yeah. Lanzarotica builder launches a tender for brown bins.
Well, normally they launch tenders to get people from cruise liners onto ports where they can't land.
Well, it's pressing ahead with an ambition to achieve zero waste. And it's launched a tender for supply of brown organic waste containers.
The waste has to be brown?
No. Well, we know a bloke. So it's the president of the Lanzarotica builder, Oswaldo.
Didn't he used to be the alcalde of Tegese?
Betancourt.
Oswaldo.
Is that it?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was.
It's a famous Spanish name, is Betancourt, isn't it?
So is Oswaldo.
Yeah, true. They're building a modern and efficient network that will allow us to better separate organic waste, treat it here, and convert it into useful resources for the primary sector, the landscape, and society as a whole. So they're looking at getting all your waste, food and stuff like that, into it.
Presumably go to the dump at near San Bartolome.
Well,
where it'll be mixed in with everything else. Were these wheelie bins, that would they be issued to each property?
Well, this is it, but it's this is it, isn't it?
See, it's quite funny because back to comparing with the UK, people moan like hell in the UK about the fact that they've got about 16 wheelie bins outside their house.
And you get fined if it blocks the pavement.
Exactly. And they're only collected once every 2 or 3 weeks. Whereas I haven't got anything outside my house, strangely.
No. It's communal.
It's communal, and it's just across the road. And it's emptied every day. Well, every day except Sundays and bank holidays.
And it's a brilliant idea. You couldn't do it in England with the amount of terrace houses that they've got.
The amount of terraced
houses. The thing being is here, exactly as you've just said there, Robin, is that they have the backup. When it's working all right and they're not striking or there's no tender out, to be able to collect that waste from everybody because it's communal. It goes into, let's just say there's 10 bins around our village, maybe even 15.
Wow.
It's easier to collect them by the side of the road and us take that waste to them than it is to come house to house.
Absolutely.
And do it.
And we still do the recycling.
So if
so
he's...
there's recycling bins outside as well.
If he's going to supply wheelie bins, as I'm looking here, got a wheelie bin next to the big bins as Betancourt.
But will people put the right stuff in the right bins?
Well, this
probably
is it.
Not.
I went to our black bin the other day, and there's the biggest IKEA cardboard box stuck in there, when not 50 yards down the road is a container that takes cardboard, but they just can't be bothered to make it small enough to go in there. So they shoved it in the bin that had no lid on it, was a waste.
Absolutely. I've just said that we do recycling and everything, but the hotels don't.
No.
They will bundle things into big plastic bags.
Yes.
They all go in what I would call the green bin, rather. You're saying the black bin.
Yes.
But all go in the green bin. When next to the green bins, and we have two in front of my house, over the road from my house, and we have paper and we have plastics and metal and so on.
Well, we have...
Separate.
Yeah. Well,
they don't do it.
The green bins are for... Well, I think it's actually for garden stuff. Now, outside Wayne's house, he's got a green bin.
Mm-hmm.
Not outside my house, but further down the road, we have a black bin in both directions. So I can go 50 metres down the road, 50 metres up road, and I've got a black bin at either side. Now, their black bins are for your household rubbish, including your toilet waste paper, because you're not allowed to put, or not supposed to put toilet paper down the loo, and we don't. Judy never did, and you took it down there in a black plastic bag sealed and dropped it into the black bin.
Yeah,
and that goes off for burying. But when you go to these bins, exactly what you've just said, Robin, and they don't bother to throw cans in it and everything else. That's not recycling, is it?
No.
Anyway, definitely. I do recycle, I must admit. And it's only since I've been on this island, because I was like everybody else. Green bin, brown bin, yellow bin, whatever. Outside your house.
Yeah.
Well, I lived in a terrace house. It was just, the footpath was just bin, 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 all the way down. Anybody with a pushchair child, it was really hard for them, really. Anyway, that's my morning groan.
How far are your bins away from you, Michael?
Just outside the entrance.
Oh, so a bit of a walk for you then.
Well,
really.
A walk if he's walking, or Jean, but if you're driving past, that's what happens.
Exactly,
In fact, one of my black bags yesterday went all the way to Arrecife for me to fill the truck up. It was in the back, luckily. And
you brought it home?
And I brought it all the way back again.
I've done that.
And it wasn't until I opened the back of the truck up that I realised it was there when I wanted to put the shopping in.
It gave it a bit of an outing, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
I bet they all thought when they were following me, God, that truck stinks. Anyway, there you go.
Well, slightly more, a bit of a serious note, but I'm interested in your opinion. It's not here, but Golders Green, the stabbings.
You're dead right, it's not here.
Golders Green, yeah.
Yes, okay.
It used to be a very big Jewish community.
Yeah, you know about the stabbings, do you?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
A bloke with a big knife just randomly walking along, and he stabbed two totally separate, innocent Jewish members of the community.
Oh, right.
Okay. But it's the footage after that. The police are called, da-da-da, and they can't shoot him, so they're going to taser him. First taser does nothing. Second taser knocks him down, but he won't let go of this bloody great knife. They tackle him.
Kicked his head in.
Yeah. One piece police officer
kicked him twice
in the head. And it was not until a member of the public intervened that he managed to get the knife off of the bloke. I just wonder what you thought. I mean, he's going to be suspended for that, obviously.
Yeah.
Two things come to my head. Number one is, were the people that were stabbed, are they dead?
No, they're badly
one
injured.
One was in hospital.
I mean, that's the worst thing that has happened here. But number two, does new police training arrest methods, including kicking somebody at the side of the head?
Probably.
Or is it just a new
I think
thing?
I think in this case, he'd come towards them with this big knife. I think it was just in the heat of the moment. He wouldn't let go of the knife.
So they had no... excuse me, they had no... in my day, I used to carry a staff.
Yeah.
Issued to me.
No.
They don't have staffs anymore.
Well, they do. They have the extendable baton.
Extendable batons. Well, yeah. Why didn't they clock him with one of them?
Well, if you have to look at the footage and see, it's fast. Yeah, it all happened very, very, very fast. But he was... I mean, you could hear the taser still clicking, but it's not doing anything to him.
No.
Anyway, just thought I'd mention it.
Wait a minute. Matt, if we're going to go on that aspect, what about the Morrison's manager that got sacked?
What did he do?
Oh.
Well, he approached a shoplifter.
Oh, well, they don't like people challenging shoplifters, do
and
they?
And he was escorting him out of the building when the man turned a little bit... He spat at him. And then he came again at him, and he defended himself. So he hit him, and he got suspended. And I tell you, not suspended, he got sacked.
Yeah.
But they're on about the meeting up again now, is Morrison's, to see about reinstating him. Now,
well, why was he sacked?
For
intervening, grabbing hold of the shoplifter.
Shoplifter.
No, that's exactly. I say that this is ridiculous. Now, we got to the point where you don't actually do anything about offenders.
Well, the thing being is that I worked at Morrison's petrol station, and you know this story, and on video, I had it on video, and the police, I had to go, a guy came in one day, and he stole 80 quid worth of petrol, drove off. I happened to be on 3 days later, God knows where he'd been with this bloody 80 quid worth of petrol, because he approached again. With his car.
For another 80 quid's worth?
Well, he thought he was. Till I went and stood in front of his car. He couldn't get out, so he drove at me. And I jumped onto the bonnet, holding onto his windscreen wipers. He raced out of the garage at 40 and 50 mile an hour with me on the bonnet. And as he went round the corner, he went onto the footpath. And I know he went onto the footpath because I were on the bonnet. And he went up the hill, and I thought, it's time to get off. So I just rolled off the car. Fortunately, the bus driver coming down the other way stopped the bus. Now, we got it all on video. Who was up in front of the management?
You.
Exactly.
Really?
And it wasn't, Stuart, you shouldn't have done that because, you know, you put yourself in danger. It was, you shouldn't have done that, Stuart, because you're not insured to do that. But I'll tell you what would have happened. What happened the day after he drove off the first time with 80 quid? I got a right knack in why we didn't prevent that from happening.
So, but you explained that, didn't you, at the hearing that you were taken into?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of rubbish going on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but though I watched things about the news last night in England, and it showed you all these little vape shops and all that that's fiddling and attacking people, and it's getting very, very much these gang warfares and all that. And it was same with what you've talked about there. And look, the Jewish Leeds has got a massive Jewish contingent up at Meanwood, and the thing is that...
Oh, it's in Leeds for the people.
In Leeds. And the thing being is that it's now they're all going, packing the bags. And I thought, well, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. They were packing up and going back to Israel. And I'm thinking, well, you know.
Yeah.
What, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, there you go. I live here and it's a happy island.
Mile High Club.
My
the Mile High Club.
Have you ever done it?
Huh?
Have you ever done it?
No. No. No, but...
Do you know anybody that's done it?
No, but I do know the news on it.
There's
a couple in their 50s on a flight from Leicester to Gran Canaria, engaged in sexual acts in the middle of the flight, in the cabin... the movement in their tracksuit bottoms was hardly concealed. But
depends what floats your boat, really.
As a result, the airline, Jet2, they were going to turn round and go back to Leicester, but they decided to carry on. But they've banned, the couple have been banned from life for life from flying with them, and they were actually kicked out of their hotel when they got to...
It wasn't exactly in the loos then, was it?
No.
Because that's what normally a mile high is supposed to indicate.
Well, but this is in the open.
Were they drunk?
I think it's probably a possibility. It doesn't say, but I think that's probably a possibility.
Well, that's definitely a problem with the airlines.
Yeah.
People are allowed, over the past few months, we've had incidences where people have been causing problems on the airlines, and mainly they're drunk, and that's directly responsibility of the airline. And they should do something about it sooner rather than later. Just my opinion, though, because there'll be people saying, I like to have my pint at 8:30 in the morning. Yeah, okay.
And while you're talking about petrol, the airline Transavia is cancelling all flights from Lanzarote to Paris and the Netherlands for the whole of May and June as a result of the rising cost of Brent fuel.
Right.
Of Brent fuel?
Yeah, the barrel.
Oh, right. I'll see what you mean. Yeah, well, Straits of Hormuz. At least, thankfully, the Spanish president is actually standing up with other countries against Trump.
Yeah.
And his false claims. I've listened to some of this stuff that they've been spouting about why they did certain things, and when you say in 1 minute, you say there is absolutely no possibility of the Iranians having nuclear facilities to do anything, and in the next minute you're saying we attacked Iran because of all their nuclear hostilities. It's just absolutely stupid. But never mind, just my opinion.
Just follow the money, Robin. Follow the money.
We've said earlier, the wars, it's entirely about money.
Yeah.
Entirely about people making money. But there you go. That's just the way it is.
So does it say? It says it's a beautiful island, is the Azores, and very green.
It is. It's lovely.
Yes. It's that may be due to a lot of rain that they get.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, everything's got a story behind it. We'd be a beautiful island if it carried on like it has been for the last 2 months.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We saw absolutely that with the green hills for long enough. Something that we'd never seen really that long before.
It's just the weather's been crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, well, there's a massive El Arminio. We know what that means, little boy.
Yeah.
I didn't hear, sorry.
I say, there is a massive El Arminio coming over the States that they reckon has changed the weather patterns.
Yes, true.
Whatever. I mean, look at UK at the moment. But last week, they've had beautiful sunshine
all week.
We've been over in cloud all week. Anyway, there you go. We haven't got it today.
No. No, it's bright sunshine still.
Yeah.
Summer's here.
And no wind now.
Summer's here. Yeah. Tourists are at the lowest again. And happy days.
Absolutely. Yeah. And obviously I've been playing the music. And round about now we normally say,
That is us.
I nearly jumped your mind there.